dictation for Richard. Sofian, S-O-F-I-A-N, October 25, 45. Address as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, P-A-C, 583-1914. Dear Mr. Novak, consultation for Mr. Sofian. For abnormal kidney function, underlying diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease. There has been problems of lower extremity edema, incidental findings of bilateral hydronephrosis. He's going to have urinary retention for an enlargement of the prostate, Foley catheter in place to have a cystoscopy retrograde on the next few days. Urine is cloudy but no bleeding, no fever, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. The prior edema has resolved. There is no neuropathy, numbness, tingling, burning, or ulcers. Denies claudication symptoms. Denies the use of oxygen, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no major dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Denies the use of CPAP machine, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose or gums, no fever, headaches. Next paragraph. The past medical history for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, abnormal stress tested, followed by two vessel coronary artery bypass, Covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, no heart attack. He's not aware of heart murmurs, valve abnormalities, arrhythmia, pacemaker. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, TIS or stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no peripheral vascular disease. He's not aware of prior kidney stones, liver disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, or pneumonia. He mentioned more than 35 years ago, he did have a kidney stone that was removed with cystoscopy. He doesn't know the type. This was a long time ago. Used to be at that time with Dr. Hall, H-A-L-L, and Dr. Sanhan, S-A-N-H-A-N. Next paragraph. The surgical procedures, two vessel coronary artery bypass, prior stenting times one, tonsils adenoids, prior colonoscopy benign condition, the kidney stone removal. Next paragraph, reported allergy to IV contrast. Next paragraph, medications include metformin, Zocor, fenofibrate, metoprolol, Flomax, aspirin, vitamin C, multivitamin, and sitagliptin, S-I-T-A-G-L-I-P-T-I-N. Next paragraph, smoke one pack per day for about 20 years, discontinued 35 years ago, occasionally alcohol, no family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, weight 180, blood pressure 106.61, alert to intestine 3, good historia, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, recent creatinine as high as 2.2, Foley catheter place, stabilizing around 1.6, 1.7, present GFR 39, potassium upper normal at 5, anormal sodium acid base, anormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH not elevated, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 12.1. Back in January, creatinine was 1.7. Last year, October, 1.4, 2013, 1.2. Most recent urine analysis, January, no blood, no protein, anemia 11.1, normal white blood cell platelets. There is a kidney ultrasound, a small kidney on the right, 8.7, without obstruction, simple cyst. Left side the normal, 10.4, no obstruction, no stone, simple cyst. The presence of He follows a catheter, bladder is decompressed. Before all that, CT scan showing bilateral hydronephrosis, no stones, incidental fatty liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute kidney injury, representing urinary retention, enlargement of the prostate, and bilateral hydronephrosis. Next number, CKD, stage. Three B, next number, a small kidney on the right side, given his atherosclerosis, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. At the same time, blood pressure is not elevated. He is not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. The only blood pressure medicine will be beta blockers. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, coronary artery disease, two vessel bypass surgery, prior one stent. I do not have information about echocardiogram, ejection fraction, or valve abnormalities. Next number, diabetes, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Next paragraph comments, history of, next number, kidney stones, many years back, removed by cystoscopy, no recurrence, he's not aware of the type. Next paragraph comments, we will monitor chemistries, I discussed all these issues with the patient, he was not aware about this small kidney on the right side. He has returned to probably baseline. He might still have some improvement over time. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Blood pressure is, if anything, on the low side. He understands the importance of avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, monitoring chemistries over time. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.